episode 998, Supercharge Your Workout.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It is a Wellness Wednesday, and I hope you are ready to move and groove. We are talking about how to supercharge your workout. Oh, yes. You're going to want to climb a mountain. It's going to be a fun one. You will want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, whether you are a fitness fanatic or just beginning your fitness journey, you can supercharge your workout. You can take your workout to the next level. We all want to kick our you-know-what, don't you? Oh, yeah, we do. We want to feel good, and we don't have a lot of time. And what's awesome is that this move is very simple, and you can modify it to your fitness ability. Plus, you don't even have to leave the house if you don't want to. So if you have that schedule that is so packed with the kids' activities, you know, for me, it's that. And then I've got the clients. And if I've got interviews for My Strength Is My Story, and then we go into evening, and then we've got meals, and then just my day-to-day things and responsibilities, and then what my husband needs for me to do, and then the house. I mean, just one thing after another. Then we got little puppy dog, right? We can't leave him out. It can get really jam-packed at times. And I like to find that one move that I can use that really will either help to elevate my fitness, my workout, or if I need it kind of as a sole one, maybe one or two other things thrown in for a real quick workout on a crazy busy day. So what does this supercharge your workout look like? Well, are you ready to climb your mountain? Oh, yes, we are talking about mountain climbers. And that is your KISS for today, the Keep It Simple strategy. Climb your mountain. Mountain climbers combine strength and cardio, the best two things to combine together. You're going to get your biggest bang for your buck. That means your time. And you don't want to spend hours and hours a day working out. You need to do something that is quick, that you can add to, and is a simple form of HIIT training that maybe you can do in between your sets. Maybe you already have a routine that you utilize. Maybe it's a favorite DVD that you like. Maybe it's an aerobic Jane Fonda. I know we're going back a little bit, aren't we? It could be T90, isn't it T90 or P90X? Whatever those are. There's so many things out there. I get all these letters and numbers confused. You know what I'm talking about. You can apply this anywhere within your workout if you want to elevate it, if you want to take your fitness to the next level and supercharge your workout. Because what you're doing is when you combine strength and cardio, you're also working your core, your arms, and your legs. Yes, let's power it up. Think of this as a one-pot meal. It's fall. I'm into my stews and lasagnas, you know, your casseroles, all of that. Oh, yes, this is the one-pot meal for your fitness. So let's go climb your mountain. We're going to break it down into two areas. Now, understand that this information is all in the show notes. So I just want you to hear it. Yes, I'm going to explain things a little bit because it's different reading versus hearing. And there may be something that you're like, but I already do these. I know how to do a mountain climber. Maybe you're going to hear something that's going to be like, oh, I didn't think about that. Oh, I so do that. So I would really encourage you to listen all the way to the end because you may find something that maybe you're making a little bit of a mistake or you haven't thought about it that way. Or maybe you're like, oh, I can elevate it this way. That's a great idea. So let's break it down first by starting with the basic, the perfect plank. Now, none of us are perfect. I know that. But it's fun to call it the perfect plank. This is where you're going to be basically in the push-up position. Understand that you can modify this. So if you cannot get down on the floor, you can do this on the wall. It'll be a little bit different, but you can do this on the wall. If you cannot hold yourself up in a full push-up position, then you can be on your knees and have them bent. So instead of being on your toes, you're on your knees. Also understand planks, You can change them all the time. You can elevate yourself so you can put yourself on a step. You can actually put yourself where you have one arm down and one arm up if you want to work one side more than the other. And then you can switch sides when you do the next particular plank, you know, section when you're working out. You can have it as a decline or an incline. There are so many ways to do the plank, but you have to have the perfect plank if you want to get it right. So we're first going to place our body in a push-up position, okay? Our feet are actually going to be nicely behind us, okay? Yes, you want to think of more of your feet together, toes together, all of that. You're going to be tightened up. However, you want your shoulders back and down. You want your hands directly under your shoulders. I see so many push-ups, plank positions where people have their arms out way too far. Number one, that's not helping your body at all. You're going to work the wrong muscles, and you're also going to wear down the wrong muscles. So you're not doing yourself any good in that. So make sure, look at your form. Form is critical. If you don't have form, you need to take it down and modify it to the next level back down. Does that make sense? All right, stick with me here. You want to engage your glutes and your lower abdominals. So think about squeezing, okay? So squeeze your buttocks. Yeah, engage it. And zip up those abdominals, you know? Oh, I don't know if it was Jane Fonda, who it was in the olden days. You know, all the zip up. That means just tighten, squeeze. Feel it as if you don't have a bowel movement, okay? But you're tightening. You want to look really, really good, really, really thin. Yeah, that's what you want to feel. But you want it to go all the way down to just above the pelvic bone where you can kind of feel it. That's how you want to engage. And how you do that is you tuck under your hips. So instead of sticking your butt out, yes, you tuck under in your hips. Are you with me? Keep it up here. Now, if you want to modify your plank a little bit, like I said, you can go to your knees. You can also do it on the wall, or you can even modify it to a counter, like your countertops, okay, or a dresser, anything that doesn't move. You don't want to use something that slides. Number one, you could ruin your flooring, especially if it's like hardwood floor, or a tile or something like that. You don't want to ruin your furniture, and you don't want to fall, okay? Safety first here. So those are different ways you can actually modify it. I want you, when you're in that position, that you're going to focus on one spot because you want to keep your head in a neutral position. That does not mean you look forward and out. A lot of people look ahead. Don't do that. I want you to look down. That keeps what? Your spine in line, and you want to focus on one spot on the floor. And you're going to hold that for 15, 30, 45, 60, 90 seconds, whatever works for you, up to 2 minutes even, okay? But you've got to figure out, and you're not going to start there. You're not starting at 120 seconds. You're not going to be at 2 minutes right out of the get-go. So start at 15 seconds, okay? Count, and then stop and break. Then go back again and do it again. If you do this every single day, you are going to increase. And this is one with the mountain climbers. Oh, yeah, it'll supercharge your workout. It'll supercharge your day. So you can do this every single day. Now, one thing I want to really mention here specifically is the neck and the jaw. You need to keep both of those areas relaxed. And that is so hard to do. Because when you start to tense up within your neck, well, not only does it hurt your neck, but it raises your shoulders, okay? It also then with your jaw, then you're not focusing on what needs to really be focused on, and your muscles that are supposed to be working are not working. You are actually compensating. Maybe your wrists are starting to take more of it, and you're using, instead of using your shoulders and your back to support along with your legs and your core, you're using smaller areas. Not good. So if you've been doing this for a long time, the next time you do it, think about your neck and your jaw. Are they locked or are they relaxed? Remember, those shoulders back and down. Okay, another bonus one here that you've got to remember. Be careful not to drop your lower back. We have a tendency to drop our hips. I told you to tuck under. Yes, you tuck under just to keep your abdominals engaged, but that doesn't mean that you are rounded in your back with your butt sticking high in the air, or that you have dropped and where you're sticking your butt up and your lower back has sunk in, okay? We're not trying to show off the butt on the plank. We want a very neutral spine, very flat, very relaxed, inline back. All right? Whew! Now that you have the perfect plank, yes, we're going to move and jump to the elevated mountain climber. I love this one. It's awesome. I have a love-hate relationship with mountain climbers. I do. Thank goodness my husband isn't one because he probably would not appreciate me saying that. But with this, when it comes to fitness, yes, I have a love-hate relationship. Mountain climbers are awesome. And what you want to do is from your perfect plank position, you're going to bring one knee in towards your chest, okay? You do not want to break your form. Now, yes, your back is going to curve a little bit when your knee comes under you, as I'm actually doing this right now and recording. I look a little strange right now doing this. One of these days, I will just do this live when I record this so you guys can actually watch and see how crazy I am when I record. Anyway, when you bring that knee to your chest, okay, you want to bring it all the way up as far as you can comfortably without losing good form, and then you return it back to starting point, okay? Again, don't sacrifice your form. I can't beat that into you enough because we've got to have that mind-body connection, but we also need the mind-muscle connection. And if we're doing things too fast and our form is sacrificed, we are not getting the benefits of what we're doing, and we actually can injure ourselves more. And if that happens, then you're not going to reach your goals. So take it slow. Be precise and do this. You will still have an incredible supercharge in your workout. Okay, then you're going to switch to the other knee, bringing it in towards the chest and taking it back to the starting point. You do this continually alternating the knees, increasing your pace to a moderate jog. Whoo, yeah, you're going to raise that heart rate. But again, you want to keep good form. I know I keep saying this, but you have to keep good form. It doesn't help if you can go real, real fast and your butt stuck in the up in the air. This is not a downward dog position here that we're talking about, okay? If you really want to have that strong core, we all need a strong core, every single one of us. So you want that strong core, get back to the basics, get that perfect plank, and then work up faster and faster. You can still get benefits from the mountain climbers without speed. I know, drop the mic, right? Everybody thinks, oh, mountain climbers should be fast. No, if you do them right, you can still have the same impact as you do faster. Your heart rate may not just be as high as fast, which means you would have to have more repetitions if you wanted to raise your heart rate as high as you would if you were going faster. Does that make sense? Oh, I hope that makes sense. Okay, now that I've confused you and confused me, let's get back to our mountain climbers. You want to use these mountain climbers for about 30 to 60 second intervals in between sets. It's a great breather, a breaker kind of at the end. Now you can also, though, use it as the hit for the end of your workout. You can do a 1 minute on for the mountain climber. 1 minute, as hard, as fast as you can. With good form, take a 30 to 60 second rest and then repeat again. And you can do that 4 to 8 times depending upon if you want to do a 4 minute hit or an 8 minute hit. Okay, it is incredible. Your heart rate will go through the roof. You will be like, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? But you'll feel good the next day, because you really will begin to see your fitness level increase. I'm serious. This one little movement, the mountain climber, will supercharge your workout and supercharge your life. Remember, though, always maintain good form. You want to have that mind, body, and mind muscle connection. Maybe you want help with this. You're like, oh, okay, this all sounds great, but I can remember planks when I was yay high, but doing them now, not so much. And I'm a little older, or I need some modifications. You want to jump on with a coaching call with me, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I would be happy to do this. And you know what? We can do it where you can actually see me. Isn't that cool? No. And no, it doesn't cost anything. It's free. It's my gift to you. So click on the link, take AIM. It will begin our conversation and we'll get you set up for a coaching call. Remember, over every mountain, a new path will be seen. Go climb your mountain today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.